With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. War Secretary Pete Hegseth says the United States carrying out yet more strikes against drug-running boats, killing at least 14. Correspondent Michael Heppen.
In an announcement on social media, Hegseth posted videos of the strikes. Two boats can be seen moving at speed through the water. One contains a large amount of parcels or bundles. Both then suddenly explode and are seen aflame. Another strike appears to have been conducted on a pair of boats that were stationary in the water alongside each other. Hegseth says U.S. intelligence indicates the four boats were known for carrying narcotics. This is the first time multiple strikes were announced in a single day. Mike Hemp in Washington.
President Trump continuing his Asian tour in South Korea today, where he has addressed the APEC summit, also meeting with the leaders in South Korea. Vice President J.D. Vance says he firmly believes U.S. military members will be paid at the end of the week as the administration reconfigures funding and the government shutdown, the pressure to end the shutdown taking on new urgency. And a federal judge is ordering daily meetings with Border Patrol official Greg Bovino on the Chicago immigration crackdown. Hurricane Melissa blasting Jamaica with tremendous destruction. Officials say it's still too early to tell, but it's very likely the island nation will have a number of fatalities in that huge storm. Amazon is slicing 14,000 corporate positions as it boosts spending on artificial intelligence. Spokesman says it's a matter of reducing bureaucracy and removing layer after layer. This is SRN News. A new poll of small-town pastors.
Lifeway Research has been talking to Protestant pastors in America's rural spaces and asking them how they measure success in their congregations. As you might expect, big numbers in the pews are way down the list. The top sign of success for most small-town pastors is a congregation that shows its love. The healing of broken relationships is also very important, as is consistent church attendance by members, no matter how few they may be. Michael Harrington reporting.
Pro-life pregnancy centers adding more medical services could be poised to do even more. The expansion, ranging from testing and treatment for sexually transmitted infections and diseases to providing medical care, primary that is, it's been unfolding for years. It gained steam after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Push could get more momentum with Planned Parenthood closing some clinics. This is SRN News. Elon Musk has launched Grokopedia, a crowd-sourced online encyclopedia. The billionaire seeks to position as a rival to Wikipedia. Here's Bob Agnew.
Musk announced on social media that, quote, Grokopedia.com version 0.1 is now live. He was also quick to promise further improvements. The site aims to present what it calls the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Grokopedia currently has a minimalist layout with a search bar and claims to have more than 885,000 articles. Some reports suggest Grokopedia uses AI to generate content. If so, that differs from Wikipedia, which relies on volunteers. Bob Agner reporting.
Trump administration moving to overrule state laws that protect consumers' credit reports from medical debt. Rule suggests FCRA should preempt state laws on debt. More details, srnnews.com.